When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070, WKOK. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Good morning, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to a rare edition of High School Wrestling. It's been quite a few weeks since we have talked with you last, thanks to the weather. However, this morning, the Braves in a redux against the Williamsport Millionaires here at the District 4 and 9 team tournament. We're just about ready to get underway, and we'll be right back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back. We are starting this match at 113 pounds, and already the games begin. Williamsport had to present first. They put Riley Harris, a sophomore, out there. The Braves have Damian Wolf on the mat. Damian, who has been at 120, dropping to 113. Damian came out, got a nice takedown. Harris with the escape, and then a head and heel pick and some near fall points. Harris has a 5-2 lead, and right now with a deep bar on the left arm, but that is the end of the first period of wrestling, so it's 5-2 Harris over Shikellamy's Damian Wolf.
Yeah, Damian came out, got the first takedown, but lost a little steam after that.
And in case you haven't figured it out, joining me today, Mr. Bob Supsik. Bob, you had quite an experience here last year. Let's hope the Braves can reproduce it this year.
Let's repeat last year's performance. Need to start here, though. Need to get it going. I believe it's 5-2 at the end of the period.
Yeah, it is. They wiped out the clock there. The wrestlers start on their feet. Harris, a nice deep shot in on the leg of Wolf. Wolf
Damian
Wizards.
Sprawls.
Gives some ground. Good hips. Tries to square up.
Needs to score here. Needs
circles,
to score here. I thought he was around.
Yep, Harris.
He's got a cradle lock, but his kid's got the...
He's got his leg.
He's got his leg. That's two right there. Yeah,
yep,
now
there
you go. Boy.
So it's 5-4.
Needs some back points here if he can get his leg out.
He pulls Harris over.
Oh, he's giving it to him.
Yeah, he's going to get it. He's laying underneath Harris.
But now he's going to give up a reversal.
So we got, what, 2 points?
7-6.
2 point back and 2 point reversal. 7-6. This kid showed some nice tilts from the bar.
Yeah, he needs to clear and get out. Not in a good position right now.
No, he's leaving his arms back. He's got to get his arms forward. Nice deep bar on the left side. Looking for a half on the right side is Harris. Going to try and run the bar. He's got that.
He's got that half deep too. Yeah, oh, Damian rips it out. Got 37 seconds left. He's counting again. Yes, that's tight too.
He's got a double bar arm. Sits out. Damian Wolf bridging, and he pins him.
The call.
Oh man. 3 minutes and 36 seconds, the time of the fall for Harris. That'll give the Millionaires a 6-0 lead, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back, 120 pounds. Caleb Yoder, who has been at 113, moving up to 120. He will wrestle Braden Bauer. I think Bauer pinned him in the first go-around, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he did. The Bauer boy's tough. And he's got Yoder.
Yeah, he's got Yoder on his back really quickly. This match started in a very good place for the...
Oh, it's definitely started best spot for Williamsport.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the fall.
Time of the fall, 102 for Bauer. So a 12-0 lead for the Millionaires. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
And we are back. And we are at 126. Colton Semko, and who did you say? The
other Bauer boy. Oh, this is Braden.
Braden Bauer, okay.
Yeah.
Williamsport changing their weights around here. They bumped the Bauer brothers up. So we got Braden Bauer.
And he's up 2-0 on Semko here with a minute to go in the first.
Yeah, he's going to get some more because he had Semko on his back, didn't he?
I don't believe he gave him any back points.
No, he didn't.
Got to get moving there on the bottom. Now, laying there is not going to help.
Williamsport juggling their lineup here against the Braves. Usually you see teams will drop their wrestlers in weight, which is what the Braves have done. Williamsport has put them up a weight.
Yeah.
Kind of unusual.
Yeah, we'll see how it... See how it pans out for him. 17 seconds to go here in the first. Only 2-0 though. This is...
It was, what, 29-24 at the beginning of January that the Williamsport Millionaires beat the Braves. I'm trying to do it here. The winner here will take on Du Bois, the host team, who is also the number one seed. On the other mat right now is Clearfield and Cranberry. The winner of that faces off against the Sealands Grove Seals. Semko trying to stand, but that is the end of the first period, so the score, Semko keeping it tight at 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. Which the last time when we wrestled them, they got a fall at 113, 120, and 126. So right here, this would actually, if he can keep it to a regular decision, we're actually making out points.
Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Colton Semko of Shikellamy on the bottom. Bauer tight waist, chops off the right arm, breaks him to the mat. Semko fighting to get back to his base. Bauer has a two-on-one.
Got to get up to his base.
That's always tricky when your opponent has that two-on-one because it gives him some room to roll you over for some near-fall points. And now he traps the...
He's got to get that arm free.
Yeah,
he's got it back in the bar now.
Yes, he does. Walks the bar over. He's got Semko on his side. Semko trying to stretch and have
counting. He's got to not give up bonus points here.
Going to collect some near-fall points. Readjust, runs the bar over. Semko with a high bridge.
That's
double
tight.
Bar arm.
That is tight.
Second double bar arm in a row. Guess what they were working on this week? Semko loosens the arm, comes to the side.
Oh, that's trouble.
Yeah, now Bauer steps over and puts on a half Nelson, and he pins him. 3 minutes and 10 seconds of the second period.
Bonus points, bonus points,
yep.
Bonus points.
Yeah, right now the Millionaires with an 18-0 lead. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
And we are back. One of the drops that the Braves made since they last wrestled is right here at 132.
Nice shot, Cade.
Is at 132, Cade Balestrini, who has been the Braves' 138-pounder, dropping to 132. And he is wrestling Carter Dawson for the Millionaires. Dawson, a freshman.
Yeah.
He could have fallen the first go-round.
Yeah, he pinned Semko the first match, so basically we're at the same place we were then.
Yep. Well, you know, as we talked on the way up, some of the keys to this match will be...
Strategy.
Yeah, strategy. Not letting Anthony Robinson wrestle.
There's a nice single leg by Cade. He's got to finish that. There.
Hey,
nice. Oh,
he still has the wizard.
Oh, he still wizarded it. Come on, Cade, you got to finish that. That's
got
it.
The
nice
high
bump.
Crotch.
Nice bump.
Cuts. Finds
That's
the
it.
Angle.
There you go.
2-point takedown for Cade Balestrini. Took him a while. Half Nelson right. Dawson stands, peels the hand. And they go off the edge of the mat. But Robinson, we forfeited to him the last time. Doing that again.
I would think.
We need to get bonus points at 220. We talked to Adam Young, and he was really frustrated that he couldn't get bonus points. He knows he needs to get bonus points there and not get pinned at heavyweight.
Yes. Bonus points are going to be crucial in this bout.
Yep.
And so far, it's not in our favor.
No. No, Cade is usually a tech fall machine, and Dawson giving him all he can handle right now.
Dawson's tough.
Yeah, he is. Just a freshman. Arm pry right by Balestrini.
Come on, use it. Use it.
Working it hard.
That's
it. Pops it over his head.
That's it.
Puts on the half.
That's nice,
Kane.
That's
nice. Got Dawson on his back.
That's nice.
Shoulders just in bounds.
He's going to run out of time. Come on. Oh.
Wow. Dawson, a great job of getting off of his back.
Timed up. Time runs out.
Dawson, a great job of not getting pinned, flat out.
Yeah, had to be awful close there.
I think the scorekeeper sitting beside you thinks that it was a fall.
Yeah, I believe he might.
I don't know if you ever saw this kid wrestle or not before. Second period wrestling, they're going to start in their feet.
That was a nice start by Cade. Because, you know, the first time down at the weight class below, he's not always the easiest, and he's actually responding pretty well.
Yep. Well, we'll let, see how he does in the third period. That's going to be the case.
Yeah, that's when you can tell.
Right now, wrestlers on their feet, locked up. Dawson tries a throw, and they go off the edge of the mat. Although, you know, he was working that arm pry pretty hard, and boy, that takes a toll on your arms, too. So. Dawson up a weight, Balestrini down a weight.
Yeah, you would think that would equal success.
Not always so. Dawson is a goer. He's in, looks for a leg on Balestrini.
He works.
He's going to try and headlock Balestrini, and does. He's got Balestrini on his back. He's got Cade Balestrini in trouble. Balestrini rolls to his base in a three-point near fall. Balestrini counters with an ankle pick and a two-point reversal. So he had a takedown, three near fall points, a two-point reversal.
So it's now 7-5.
So Balestrini went from a five-point lead to a two-point lead. You can see Dawson trying to set that up for a while.
<laughs> 53 seconds left in the second.
Back into the center for the restart. And
we
what have we got?
Blood
some
on
blood.
Somebody, I think.
It looks like it's on Dawson. He's pointing to his finger, so maybe he's got a cut there or something. 18-0. Williamsport breaks out on top early. We knew that was going to happen when we saw where the draw at the starting weight was going to be. Williamsport.
After the first period there at 126, I didn't think they were going to pick up a fall there.
Yeah, Simcoe, we've seen a great deal of improvement on him throughout the season. Of course, the other thing that we talked about is that they haven't wrestled in over 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that hurts.
That doesn't help either.
Yeah, they haven't had to make weight, which has caused some struggles. They haven't wrestled, so you're not going to be, your timing is going to be just a bit off.
Yeah, 2 weeks off is a long time to go.
That's when you realize your teammates start to smell bad, too, I think. You get tired of the same guy.
Yeah. Day after day.
There really isn't anything that you can do because with the weather, you don't know what's going to happen, so you can't try and do something different. Well, we're back underway. Dawson tries to stand. Balestrini breaks him down, goes to work with a claw on the right side, tight waist. Dawson up on all fours.
32 seconds here.
Technically, what we just saw there was a locked hands on Balestrini, but the referee did not catch it.
Cade's got bar in. Got a good.
Oh,
come on.
Wow, he had a nice bar sunk in deep, but he got it cold.
Yeah, I can't understand why he stopped that one.
No, not after the last two double bar arms. 20 seconds to go in the second period. Balestrini with a 7-5 lead. Braves need more than three here. Balestrini has a wild Bronco. Dawson moving. Balestrini follows, stays in control.
Gotta stay on his toes.
Finally settles him down a little bit.
And there's the end of the period. I would imagine Cade will choose bottom.
7-5 lead.
Yeah, he's already down.
For Balestrini. Good period for Carter Dawson after almost getting pinned at the end of the first.
That headlock, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Balestrini.
He's out for one already.
Yeah. Dawson got a little bit high. Balestrini just bucked him over the top. We got an 8-5 lead. For Cade.
Now, if that was college, you'd be getting a hands to the face penalty.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watched Big Ten Network last night, you saw a lot of that.
I have seen a lot of that this year, and some of them are very, very, very questionable. I think that may be a rule they may change next year.
Right now, Dawson in on the leg of Balestrini.
But Cade's not going to give that up. got to call a stalemate here.
Yeah.
And he does.
We need to get some wrestling in here, guys. 107 to go in the bout. You better take Balestrini down. Oh, there he caught him with a hand in the face. Real good. Balestrini, a blast double, doesn't get it. Dawson, good hips. They come back to their feet. Dawson in trying to get a leg. They go off the edge of the mat.
There's a nice double. Finish that. Step and drive. Come on.
Balestrini in on the leg, but he went in straight. You're going to have to work hard for that. Dawson weasels out of it. Back to their feet.
I had to half believe Williamsport's coach thought they could win this bout as to why he did this.
I'm sure. What coach changes his lineup to think that he can lose
one? No, that's true.
20 seconds. Balestrini in on the leg. Dawson tries to pull him back over. Balestrini goes to the head.
Oh, just gets two out of it.
Yep.
And that's going to end up 10-5. There's only 8 seconds left.
Attacked the head, but was not able to hold him there.
The five-point move killed him.
And now Dawson still going at it. That is the end of the match. Cade Balestrini in his first match down at 132. A 10-5 win, 18-3 in favor of the Millionaires. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
W&L Subaru, it's the right car to do.
And we are back then. The juggling continues. Freshman Roman Marone for the Millionaires. Gage Wolf, a junior for the Braves. Wolf is 1-2. Marone is 8-12. So, critical match right here.
This is a very critical bout right here.
Wrestlers are on their feet.
Gage
high up,
needs
break
to
apart.
Open up. He's much better when he's on offense.
Hand fighting. Arm drag attempt
nice
by Marone.
Arm drag.
Yep.
Nice.
Good hips by Gage Wolf. Wolf sprawls. Marone tries to step up, gets the leg, pulls the leg in.
Get out of that.
Elevates the leg into the air. Steps through, trips Wolf to the mat. Wolf
nothing yet.
Sprawls.
Nothing yet. He's going to get up the
two there. Cut across the legs and got in position. Two-point takedown for Marone. 2-1 on the right arm by Marone. Wolf stands. Turns.
That's it. There's a nice reversal.
Yeah, picks up the leg, trips Marone to the mat. Two-point
reversal.
That, cradle
that. You got to go over the head.
Oh, he's got the leg. Now he goes for the head.
Yeah.
Marone.
AdOne Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. AdOne has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs AdOne will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by AdOne Advertising and Design Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Troy here at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Trucks. We want to provide you the best service possible every time you come to our family-owned dealership. You already know we have the best prices in the valley, and now we have free lifetime PA state inspections with every new car purchase as well. Not in the market for a new car? We have a great selection of certified vehicles with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, as well as various makes and models and vehicles for under $10,000 worth of warranty. Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury, your full-service dealership, open 6 days a week. Check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hello, hello. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Sorry about that. Technical difficulty here.
Technical difficulty.
All right. 138, Gage Wolf and Roman Marone. Wolf and Graves.
We are tied at three. Minute and a half here in the second period left.
Marone got a takedown. Wolf reversed him. Marone got an escape. It was 3-2 at the end of one. And Wolf starting on the bottom of the referee's down position to start the second period. Escape, so we are tied at three. Again, Wolf a junior, 1-2. Marone a freshman at 8-12. Shrug attempt by Wolf. Oh, he missed it. Boy,
he's got to get on the offense.
Yeah, he
here.
Did a good job of getting back to his feet because Marone followed him and just about had the takedown. Wolf has instituted the action. Marone is.
Marone's been coming after him. Gage has got to get on the offense here.
But Marone, he's not afraid to take the reshot.
Gage there shoots. It is. Nice double leg. Nice double
single
leg.
Single to a double
no,
Marone.
No, you turned the wrong way.
Oh, yeah, but he's got the two.
No, he didn't give it
to
him.
No, he's holding it. Did he give it to him?
No, he didn't. No, he did
yes,
give
he did.
It two and one. He
two
did
and
give
one.
It to him.
Turned towards the head, and now Marone.
Yeah, you got to turn towards the back. You can't turn towards the head.
And it looks like there's going to
be
a question.
Yeah.
I kind of agree. I didn't think
that
he had the
taking
either.
It was there for a split second.
Well, thank goodness we don't have the 5-minute reviews.
Yeah.
We're going to be going through that. I really don't like that because I like wrestling that goes to the guy that is in the best shape in the third period. 5-4 lead for Gage Wolf. Marone looks for a leg. Wolf sprawls. They come back to their feet apart, and that is the end of the second period. Wolf 5-4.
He's going to go down naturally.
Yep. You know what? Just let him up. You're not going to turn him. It's too much motion. False start on the referee.
Yeah, I was going to say, they usually don't admit to that.
No. Marone to his feet.
I just let him go here.
Yeah. Especially the way he's riding him, he's going to get a locked hand.
Yeah, it was real close there.
Marone to his feet, or now he's going to give him a stalling.
Yeah,
Marone steps
yeah, no,
behind.
That's what you'd see right here. You should have just
let
him go. And
he gets a standing Peterson.
Should have just let him go.
2-point reversal and more. Now works to the head.
Now he got him in a headlock. That's tight. Should have just let him go.
That was a nice standing Peterson by Marone.
Yes, it was.
And he pins him. Wow.
That was critical there.
Yep, 4:39, Roman Marone with the fall. 24-3 in favor of the Millionaires. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And the changes they keep on a flying. The Braves send Jake Egan to the mat at 145
and
against
he's got
Tyler
him on his back.
He's got James on his back.
And now he's got the head. No, he gets out of it.
Yeah. Didn't have
so
the arm.
At 145, Cranberry. I don't know how many back points he gave him.
I don't think he gave many. No back points, he says.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Wow.
So it is 2-0 in favor.
It's 2-1.
Oh, 2-1, okay.
And there should be, excuse me, it should be more than that.
Well, now, I don't know. So we got 2-1, 4-1. Should be 4-1, showing 6-1, but he didn't get any back points. Now he goes to the head. Egan attacks the head.
Tight.
Puts on the half Nelson. Up on his toes. Pulls up on the head. Referee down looking. James keeping that right shoulder up off of the mat.
Get your hips down. Jake, get your hips down.
Trying to make that big step, and James blocking him. Now he puts on a reverse Nelson under the arm. Cross facing.
Now he's got to get his hips there. Now he's
there. We
in
go.
Position.
Now he's in better position.
Now he's in much better
position.
There's the fall.
139 or one? Excuse me. 141 of the first period. Jake Egan with a fall for the Braves. 24-9. In favor of Williamsport. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Oh, we're gonna forfeit it.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back trying to figure out what's going on here. Who do we got?
Williamsport forfeited at 152 to Drew Balestrini. Now you have Owen Mahone wrestling Jermez.
Okay. Boy, did they mess up my scorecard. That's what 2 weeks off will do. All right, so here's what happened. 152, Drew Balestrini presented himself. Williamsport had Owen Mahone weighed in there. Bumped him up to 160 against Jermez. So the score.
Nice little flurry there, but no score.
Yeah, 24-15 the score. And we are at 160. Jermez Herring for the Braves. Owen Mahone for Williamsport. Jermez is senior, 11-9, 6-10 junior. Owen Mahone. Yeah, still another flurry.
And still no score.
Yeah. Each flurry ends with one person running away from the other. Jermez holding his ground in the middle. Looks for a leg.
Oh, he's got to do a spin.
Cross face. And very close to the edge of the mat.
Well, unfortunately, I believe you can tell Schick hasn't wrestled for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
A little sloppy today.
Yeah, one thing I hope Jermez remembers from some of his earlier lessons, especially the Seals Grove matches, pace yourself. Mahone in and on nice deep single, switches to a double.
Yeah, he's... Oh, no, Jermez.
Yep.
Not,
leg clears
not
the
yet.
Leg. Oh. Reaches to his left knee in pain. Didn't look like it got twisted under there, but it may have gotten bent against the joint. 2-point takedown for Mahone. The immediate concern is the...
No, he started.
Knee.
He started on the way down. Actually, good call by the official.
The training staff out there checking the knee. Yeah, he started. You could see the pain on his face before he went down. He's just checking the movement on his knee.
Boy, heavyweight's going to be a critical one here today also.
Yeah, well, we decided that a long time ago, too. And where's Robinson? Robinson's going to go where?
170. I would think.
Where do you weigh in at?
That's what I'm going to look here real quick. Come on, Mez. Hey, use your quickness. He weighed in at 158.8.
So he weighed at 160, so
he
can go to 170.
So he is eligible for 170.
Well, I'm just going to type him in then.
Oh, yeah.
And if I get this wrong, I'm blaming you.
No, you'll be safe.
All right. Well, Hermes, okay. And right now we got Man riding heavy on the leg. Grapevine's the left leg. Getting a little high. Jermez trying to pull him over the top.
Now he's got both legs in.
Yeah, needed a mule kick that leg free. Herring sits back on Mann. Mann with a cross face puts him right to his back. Going to collect some near fall points. Now he adjusts.
I think he's only holding two, though. Yeah, he is. He's got 2-point near fall. Right at the end of the first period.
Let's see. What did we have here before? Owen Mahone. This is the wrestler that beat Jake Egan to win the match for Williamsport last time. So the score 4-0 in favor of Mahone over Herring.
Mahone chooses down and Jermez opts to start neutral, so it's now 5-0.
Herring on the attack. Mahone looks for a leg. Herring snaps him.
No! How can Mahone, you not score there?
Mahone just gets a hand in.
Look where you're at.
Pull him off the mat.
Yeah, really. Start over.
There we go. I'm going to say Mahone was just knees and bounds. That was the only thing that kept him wrestling.
I cannot see how he did not score a takedown there.
Well, a little bit of inexperience and a little bit of 2 weeks off, I'm afraid. There's some wild tangles, just not a lot of scoring.
No, there's a lot of action, but not much scoring going on.
Now they move in, tie up. Mahone on the head of Herring.
Not a very nice takedown attempt, and Hermes gets taken down.
No, Hermes went, changed that level's nice, but he went in with his arms flailing. Mahone just passed him by and got the takedown. 7-0. Hermes still looks like he's in some favor, but Mahone with the bar arm.
No, now he's got him on his back.
Yeah, he's got Jermez in a world of hurt right now. So he puts him over onto his back, presses him down. Herring in a lot of pain. You can see it on his face. And it's not from the pinning combination, I don't believe. Mahone continues to apply the pressure. He's got 20 seconds. Referee looking. Herring, boy, just able to keep that. Oh, now he pins him. 3:53. And this match is quickly getting out of hand for the Braves. 30-15 in favor of Williamsport. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Well, the holidays are over and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
And we are back in another forfeit, this time to Anthony Robinson, the 170-pounder, who is ranked statewide, getting the forfeit. So 36-15 in favor of the Williamsport Millionaires. Time running out on the Braves. They better make some hay while the sun shines here. 182, Isaiah Betts, a senior at 7-12, 3-13, junior Cale Cooklin. And it was Betts with a
2-point takedown.
Check this, Betts. Pinned him. First period fall the last time. And it was Betts with the takedown.
Now he's got him legs in, cranking. Nothing yet.
Got the power half on the left side. Coughlin works back to his base.
Yeah, he'll lay there all period. That's not going to do us any good.
Betts has the leg sunk in. Now pulls out the right leg, goes to a bar arm. Takes
now
a far wrist.
It.
Well, runs
there
a bar arm, puts Coughlin over onto his back again. Coughlin tries to flop over quickly. Bridges. Betts applies the pressure. Referee down looking.
I think he missed it there earlier. He's got to get on his hips down.
And
there
he pins him. 123. I think that's the exact same time he pinned him the last time. Isaiah Betts
so
with the fall.
At what, 195?
36-21 in favor of the Millionaires. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Come on.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
195 pounds. Evan Bingaman, a senior, 18-7, 5-11 freshman. Dade Splane, rematch from before. Bingaman with the fall. Bingaman
so
with the takedown.
Carter Dawson weighed in less. Oh, no, he was eligible, though. He would have been eligible for 38.
And a question right now by the Williamsport coach as to whether Bingaman is eligible to wrestle here. And we're going to have a contesting right now. All right, so where are we at? We got to find Shiklemy on the weigh-in sheets. Evan Bingaman. Yeah, he weighed in at 182, so we are at 195. He's okay.
If he weighed in at 182.
Yeah, because he weighed 172.7. Well, you know what? Doesn't how far over the scratch weight do you have to be? Because, well... Yeah. And I think what it is it's, if you look at the weigh-in sheets, the way the number is written, it's kind of, yeah, it's hard to tell. It looks like they wrote
172.7.
It looks like they wrote in a 1. Huh. Who wrote the weights in?
At 170.
Yeah, what the contention is on the weigh-in sheet they have Bingaman 172.7. However, it's a matter of interpretation whether that's a 1 or a 2. It looks like it may have been a 1 changed to a 2.
Well, they're saying it's a 2 and it's signed by both officials, so they're letting it keep going.
Yep. So 172.7 makes him eligible for 195.
171.7 does not.
Does not. So actually 171, or yeah, 172 would not. So 0.2 of a pound is what we're talking about here. At any rate, 5-0 lead in the middle of the first period. I'm sure Williamsport coach was feeling really good about that when he didn't see Bingaman come out at that last weight class, thinking that was a 1.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's the first time I've ever seen that happen.
That's the first time I've seen it.
Right now, Bingaman with a right arm posted on the back of Dade Splane. Neat 6 from Bingaman here. He got it for us the first time around.
He needs to take his time and work a little.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to rush it. There, he's going to get it. He's in a good position, but he's going to run out of time.
There it is. That is the end of the first period. That was a pinning combination for sure. So the score 5-0 in favor of Evan Bingaman, who the coach questioned whether he should be even wrestling here. And now we've got some more questions coming on. Still not going to do it. They're going to take him back down the mat, down and weigh him again. He's still arguing about penmanship. Who would have ever thought that when you were graded on penmanship in first grade that it would ever really matter? Really matters here. Referee. And now they're bringing in some of the tournament officials. Williamsport coach saying, hey, that's a one, that's not a two.
This tournament official is not my favorite person in the world.
You don't like any official. What are you talking about?
Oh, there's some I like.
Yeah, yeah, but they're all retired. Well, he's insistent they're going to let it go on. This is something that they can correct later.
Yeah.
It isn't going to affect either team's lineup. But we are in going into the
I'd
second
take
period.
Top if I was Evan. Good choice. Because he can turn this.
Now he's going to let... Nope, now he... He's going to go down.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
All right, so we're going to start the second period with Evan Bingaman on the bottom. He does some kind of a roll and turns in
now
on...
Now he reversed him right, got him on his back.
Yeah, he's got Splain. That's really where he wanted. That's where he wanted to be.
Yeah, right here is where you need to be.
Comes in with a half Nelson, walks
now
it to the head.
Pick it up on the head. Pick up on the head. Oh, come on, Evan.
Bellies out. 3-point near fall. 7-0.
We need a fall here, not a technical fall.
10-0 it is with a 3-point near fall.
Take your time. You got plenty of time.
Posts the right arm in the back of Dade Splain. Lane tries to work to his base. Bingaman breaks him back down.
No, you don't need to tilt him here. You need to put him on his back and pin him.
All right, now he's punishing him.
Yeah, and he'll wear down. He's got a minute left in
there
the second.
There he goes, posts the right arm in the back.
Now here, now take your time. Take your time.
Has it posted?
That's it.
Reaches underneath.
That's it. There you go. There you go.
Puts him over onto his back. And
now let go of that.
Yep.
Now let go of that and get chest to chest.
Got his three. Steps over. He's got Splain tied up in knots. But that's to Splain's advantage. Now he pulls the arm free.
Now he's in good position.
Parallel ride, headlock
drop
arm.
Drop your hips. Drop your hips and lift the head.
Got 10 seconds. Steps to the side. Puts on the half Nelson.
Circle it towards the head. Yeah. Circle it towards the head.
Gonna run out of time here. Puts him over on the back again.
Time's
and
up.
That is the end of the second period. 13-0 in favor of Evan Bingaman. Third period wrestling. Dade Splain, what's he going to do?
Oh, he's going to take top.
Yeah, he's going to go on top. He didn't be able to do anything from any other position, so he might as well try this.
He doesn't need to reverse him because that'll stop it at a technical fall. He needs to get one, try and take him down to his back and pin him.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's going to be conservative and just try and step up. Now he wrist rolls him. Splain gets back over. Again, I'm not sure what you call that. You certainly don't want to get caught underneath with it. Brings the leg free, rolls through, and we've got a bloody nose stop in time. Well, we've stopped this match for just about every reason possible. Penmanship, blood. So going to need to wipe up some of the blood off of Evan Bingaman. There's a chance for the coaches to remind him you don't need the two. You need a one and a takedown to the back. Dade Splain doing his job here, though.
Yeah. That 1 point could come... Because you have, what, 220... heavyweight and 106. You got three bouts left after this. And heavyweight's going to be crucial.
Let me see the weigh. Yeah, let me see the weigh-in sheets. What do they have going? All right, so they do have Stugart for 103. So that's probably who it's going to be, Hunter Beaver and Austin Stugart.
Yeah, at 106, no doubt. So Evan needs to get an escape here and take him down to his back and pin him, or he's only going to end up with a technical fall.
Well, he comes to his feet and escapes. One-point escape. Turns into a double. Oh, and he does get the technical fall. When else would you be disappointed with a technical fall?
Yeah, I know.
But technical fall in 2 minutes and 37 seconds by the score of 17 to nothing. Give the Braves another five. 36-26, and we're back right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up, too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
And we are back for the Braves. Adam Young. I believe this is Charles Cruz. Is that correct?
Yes.
Regular decision for Young the first time around. Talked to him. He was very disappointed with his performance in the regular dual meet. He very much wants to pin Cruz. Right now, front headlock and arm as they stand. Young looks for a leg.
They're going to go out of...
Well, it's
unfortunately, I think they're going to go out of bounds.
Well, Young turned him in, but now they come back to the over-under hook. And now they go out of bounds.
Two bouts remaining after this 36-26 Williamsport.
Two big guys lean in on each other. What do we got going over here? 28 to 20.
I'm not sure who's winning, either Cranberry or Clearfield. I'm not sure.
Well, if you go by the leg bands, it's Clearfield. Of course, the winner there will take on the Sealands Grove Seals here. Next round will be the AA teams. Our broadcast schedule will depend on if the Braves can pull this one out of the fire.
Well, no score here in the first period yet, and that's not good.
Yeah. One of the things that frustrated Young about Cruz in the first matches is that he couldn't get a hold of him. He backs up.
Not much action going on
here. Young with a head tie. And that is the end of the first period, scoreless.
Yeah, Clearfield is winning 28-20 down there.
Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Adam Young on the bottom, gets up, tries to get away. Young stands, Cruz going to let him go.
Now you need to get aggressive here, though, and start scoring some points instead. Locking up head-to-head, pushing each other. It ain't going to do you no good.
Nope.
And Williamsport will take this all match long.
Yep. Yeah, they will give up the decision here.
Oh,
for
that
sure.
Would be a big win for them again.
All right, now that's where they're going. Two bulls in a china shop, locked up, driving on each other.
minute to go here in the second. He needs to get some offense moving here.
Not a whole lot going on. This is like two heavyweights.
There's a single leg. There's a nice single leg by Adam.
They got head outside single. And he didn't set that
go
up.
Go to the head. Go to the head and cradle him.
He just tackled him.
There you go. Now cradle him.
Got the bottom
head
leg.
Head in the side.
Bottom leg turned.
Got to get the head in the side.
I'll tell you what. It? Cruz is a big, strong kid. It's going to take a lot to double him up. Still has the leg. Cruz bellies out. So a two-point takedown is all he's going to get. 3-0 lead for Adam Young.
Right there, he's a half staring him right in the face. Look at that. I mean, he's putting his arm up for him to put it in.
Coach Egan unmistakably yelling power half.
There you go.
And the time's out.
Jeez.
3-0 after the two periods of wrestling in favor of
the
Adam
kid's
Young.
Begging him to put, throw a half in.
Third period wrestling, referees down, position Young on top. Tight waist. Chops off on the left arm, trying to work a bar in there. Man, this Cruz kid. I'm guessing he spends all of his time in the weight room. He is strong as a bull. Adam's no shrinking violet, and Cruz just pulls his arms away at will. Tight waist. Breaks him down. Trying to work the bar in on the left side.
Soon got to hit the bottom man for stalling. He's just laying there now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen any stalling yet, so.
No, he hasn't called one person the whole match.
Yeah, I don't suspect we're going to start seeing it now. Minute 13 to go in the bout.
Still only 3-0.
Yeah, I think it was 4-0 the first time around. Right, optional start. Maybe he's going to do the Bo Nickel where he gets up and punches his head down, throws it.
But he's trying.
Yeah, that's what he is. He was watching it too. Trying to get that near side cradle. Cruz does a good job of bellying out. He gets big. And now he's going to come out front and try something.
Yeah, he's just cramming up on the bottom. Yep. He should soon be hitting for stalling there.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see stalling here. I'd be surprised. Because we're under a minute, the third period. Two matches left. Ain't happening. Still forcing the head down. And Cruz going to stand. Young going to let him go. 3-1 lead for Adam Young.
Only 22 seconds left and 3-1. Doesn't look very promising here.
No, it looks like the Braves are going to need two falls. Cruz shoots in on the leg of Young. Young sprawls, checks the clock. He's got 10 seconds. Works the hands free, circles. Cruz hangs on to the hand. 2-point takedown for Adam Young.
Yeah, but a 5-1 decision's not going to help us.
That was a big win for the Williamsport Millionaires. 5-1 win. 36-24, the Braves need two pins to win this thing. We'll be back right after this.
No, we don't need two pins. We need
I'm sorry, 36-29. Yeah, we still do need two pins. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and, of course, full service department, with easy, convenient drive-up and drop-off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
And we are back, the big uglies.
And they are tying up, and one of them's going to... Are they going to...
Save saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
WNL Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Troy here at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Trucks. We want to provide you the best service possible every time you come to our family-owned dealership. You already know we have the best prices in the valley, and now we have free lifetime PA state inspections with every new car purchase as well. Not in the market for a new car? We have a great selection of certified vehicles with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, as well as various makes and models and vehicles for under $10,000 worth of warranty. Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury, your full-service dealership, open 6 days a week. Check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Ring in the new year by leasing an all-new 2019 Subaru Forester for only $259 per month.
Or choose rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months on all Outback, Legacy, and WRX models.
Only at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Forester KFB01 for $259 per month with $1,759 due at sign. Lease is 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security deposit. Offer ends January 31st.
W&L Subaru, it's the right car to do.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports, and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
Troy here at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Trucks. We want to provide you the best service possible every time you come to our family-owned dealership. You already know we have the best prices in the valley, and now we have free lifetime PA state inspections with every new car purchase as well. Not in the market for a new car? We have a great selection of certified vehicles with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, as well as various makes and models and vehicles for under $10,000 worth of warranty. Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury, your full-service dealership, open 6 days a week. Check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Well, the holidays are over, and you can take a deep breath. With all the cooking you've done over the past few months, who wants to get back in the kitchen to make dinner? Not me. That's why I'm going to Garfield's Restaurant and Pub tonight. Everyone from the moms and dads right on down to all the kids. Always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks, including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more that you do not have to cook. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
We're back, I think. Hello, hello. Okay. All right, just to wrap things up here. Sorry again for the technical difficulties. Okay, after Adam Young's 5-1 win, the score 36-29 in favor of Williamsport. Ethan Williamson came out and iced the match for the Williamsport Millionaires with a fall in 302 to make it 42-29, and then 103 pounds Hunter Beaver given a forfeit. So the final score 42-35, the Williamsport Millionaires defeat the Shikellamy Braves for the second time this year. And we will be right back with you with a wrap-up of this match. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Troy here at Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram Trucks. We want to provide you the best service possible every time you come to our family-owned dealership. You already know we have the best prices in the valley, and now we have free lifetime PA state inspections with every new car purchase as well. Not in the market for a new car? We have a great selection of certified vehicles with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, as well as various makes and models and vehicles for under $10,000 worth of warranty. Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Sunbury. Your full-service dealership, open 6 days a week. Check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back at DuBois High School. The Shikellamy Braves dropping a decision to the Williamsport Millionaires. And Bob, we talked about this on the way up. We thought that the move that the Braves might make and some of the shifting in the lineup might work. The Braves dropped wrestlers. Williamsport moved the wrestlers up in weight. They did what they needed to do to win. Hats off to them.
Was good strategy by their coach. Ours just
didn't work.
It didn't work out today. Looked a little flat, though.
Yep. 2 weeks off will do that for you. We started off at 113 pounds, Damian Wolf against Riley Harrison. Looked like the Braves were going to start off here real good. Wolf came out, got the takedown, but Harris gets a second period fall to put Williamsport out on top by the score of 6-0. And then at 120, a rematch from the first go-around, Riley Bauer. He's one tough freshman. You predicted him at the Hershey tournament this year.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if he doesn't play. I think he'll end up on the podium as a freshman, and you know that's difficult to do in the state of Pennsylvania.
First period fall over Caleb Yoder, and 12-0 the lead. Braden Bauer wrestling Colton Semko. And it was Bauer, the freshman. He gets a fall. 18-0 at that point. The Braves know they're in trouble already. 132 pounds, Cade Balestrini making the drop. Carter Dawson going up from 126. And as you said, you would think that that would be a recipe for success. Well, Balestrini did win, but didn't get extra points. And that's
He got hit with that headlock there that beginning of the second period. Yep. Other than that, he totally dominated the match, but that five-point move, you know, doesn't give you the bonus points that you needed.
That hurt the Braves. They count on Cade for those extra points. 138 pounds. Again, a match that the Braves are in. They could have won it, Gage Wolf and Roman Marone, but Marone, the freshman, with a third-period fall over Gage Wolf, and the score 24-3 at that particular point. 145 pounds, Jake Egan, who's wrestled as high as 160, getting a fall, getting the Braves back on the scoreboard. 24-9, Egan with a fall over Khalil James. 152, a lot of forfeits in this match, and there shouldn't have been.
No.
Shouldn't have been this many. Drew Balestrini got a forfeit, 24-15. 160 pounds, Owen Mahan wrestling Jermez Herring, and Herring hurting his knee in that first period, but Mahan getting the fall in the second. 170 pounds, Anthony Robinson, who is state ranked, receiving a forfeit from the Braves. At 182 is Isaiah Betts with a fall over Cale Cookland, something he did last month. 195, here's another one. Like I said, when are you upset about a technical fall? Evan Bingaman with a technical fall. He had pinned Dade Splain. That's what the Braves were hoping for. Got
that's
the
what
T-fall.
We were hoping for again.
And then at 220 pounds, Adam Young. Now you're looking at 22-3, 9-13.
You think you would get bonus points.
Yeah, you think you're going to get bonus points there. And for the second match in a row, they did not. 5-1, the win for Young. The Braves still in it, but Ethan Williamson put it away for the Millionaires with a second period fall over Nellie Fain, and then Hunter Beaver getting a forfeit.
There's lots of forfeits where they had kids to wrestle. Yeah. I don't like to see the forfeits.
No, I don't either. They definitely had a kid wade in to wrestle Beaver, but they decided to forfeit to him. Beaver pinned him in the first time around, but hey. You know what? Let your kid get pinned again. Maybe you'll learn something from it. At any rate, 42-35, the Braves, they're heading out. Fans are already left.
Unfortunately.
And they got out of here so quick. I don't think we're ever going to see Mike Egan. He took off real quick. They don't want to relive that that loss there. So, you know, we got a lot of makeups to do here, and I was just looking at my phone trying to figure out, because I think I got them all logged in. I think the Braves, the Jersey Shore match that's been canceled twice is going to be on Tuesday night, the 5th. That'll be at the Lockoff Gym. What else do we have here? I think we have something on the 7th. Yes. Milton, also in the Lockoff Gym. And then next week, we will be heading up to Bald Eagle area to take on the Eagles and also the Golden Tigers of Hollidaysburg. So lots of wrestling coming up, if the weather allows. Hopefully, I understand we're supposed to get some warmer weather here. We're just about 5 miles from Punxsutawney. I don't know what Phil did today.
I didn't hear either.
If he says we're going to have more winter, we're heading to Punxsutawney before we head back out 80. So, lots of wrestling to come here, and I think we're going to hang around here and watch Seals Grow Seals here. Maybe the Seals will get a trip to Hershey, something they've never even had a sniff at. So good luck to the Seals here, and the Braves go home after losing to Clearfield. Well, from the Dubois High School, where again the final score, Williamsport 42, Shikellamy 35. Join us again on Tuesday night when the Braves try again to take on the Jersey Shore Bulldogs.
Yeah, maybe the third time's the charm.
Yeah, at the Lockoff Fieldhouse, try and get back on the winning side of the scoreboard. We had some couple of guys up there helping us out today. Broderick Miller finishing up. Mark Giesen starting this match off. Thanks to both of those guys. Great job, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we will be back next Tuesday. Please do join us for my sidekick here, Mr. Bobby Supsik. This is Steve Williams inviting you back again to join us when the Braves throw it down on the Res League. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good afternoon.